Marquette's money is coming from Robert and Patricia Kern and will go to the Milwaukee University's Engineering School. Over the weekend, the UW-Madison said a group of 13 alumni is coming up with $85 million for the business school. This comes on top of other major gifts the two universities have received in recent years. Deborah Figenshue is president of the Donors Forum of Wisconsin. She says the major reason for mega gifts is the intergenerational transfer of wealth as entrepreneurs age or retire.
What you're seeing happen is that the leaders of those firms are retiring and selling their business to other people, and the rewards that they're receiving in cash and stock are being directed to philanthropy.
Figenshue says children of the wealthy givers usually aren't being forgotten and are sometimes the ones helping direct the donations. She also says competition between big donors can spur them to open their pocketbooks. But despite the attention given to mega gifts, they remain a relatively small percentage of donations. Figenshue says small and medium-sized gifts, often made on a regular basis, are vital.
When you look at that, you have to pay rent and you have to heat and you have to make sure that everyone is receiving the health care benefits and the payroll benefits. It's the individual gifts that help offset those costs.
Figenshue says it's hard to say for sure if the big gifts will continue, but she says it's quite possible. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.